Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday. A setback for the San Diego Chargers. Their veteran starting right guard, Jeremy Clary, former starting offensive tackle, has undergone double surgery, first on his shoulder and now within the week on his hip. He's going to miss all of the offseason workouts. They don't know his availability for the start of training camp. It leaves the Chargers with three unknowns at the offensive guard position. Story out of Boston, the Globe is reporting that New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez, who made $13 million as a three-year starter with the Pats, does not have the money to pay his lawyers. He, of course, is in jail on two different murder cases. Evidently, the money he has is tied up in a lawsuit filed by one of the families of one of the victims. More trouble in Buffalo. Darcell Marius, their starting defensive tackle, arrested again, this time drag racing and leaving the scene of an accident. He had been picked up earlier in the offseason because of a possession of marijuana situation. In Miami, legendary icon quarterback Dan Marino has filed a lawsuit against the National Football League and going after team doctors. He has charged NFL teams conspired with the team physicians to prevent information about the severity of concussions or the long-term impact of concussions, that those doctors did not give the players the information based on what the league demanded. On the injury front, aside from what happened to Jeremy Clary of the Chargers, Seattle's lost linebacker Bruce Irvin. He'll miss the entire offseason. He's got hip surgery. Tennessee star linebacker Akeem Ayers, former star at UCLA, has confirmed he's undergone double surgery for tendon problems on both of his knees. And the New York Giants have given up on their cornerback, Will Hill. He's been released after a second NFL drug suspension. In Major League Baseball, it was awful at Petco Park in San Diego on Monday night. The Padres lost to the Pittsburgh Pirates 10-3. Game went 4 hours and 4 minutes. Pittsburgh left 16 guys on bases. There were 12 walks in the game. There were 6 hit batsmen in the game. Bases loaded were 6 times in the game. And the Padres had to use 7 pitchers to survive the game. They combined to throw 249 pitches in that Padre loss. Elsewhere, Padres have called up young AA rookie Jess Hahn from San Antonio. He'll make his first major league start on a Tuesday against Garrett Cole. The Padres pitching staff is in big trouble. Meanwhile, good news on the Padre front. Andrew Kashner threw 65 pitches in a simulated game at Petco Park yesterday afternoon, testing his ailing elbow. No setback, no problem. They think he'll be back in the rotation on the weekend. But bad news for Robbie Erlund, 2 weeks on the disabled list. Pain in his elbow has not gone away. There may have to be further examination or possibly an MRI. Dodgers beat the White Sox last night. Jose Abreu, the Cuban slugger of the Chi Sox, hit an early home run off Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw was dominant after that, struck out 9. The Dodger ace goes to 10-2 on the season. Angels off last night. They play Houston tonight. Angels are activating Josh Hamilton. He's been out weeks with a broken thumb. On the out-of-town baseball scoreboard, a couple of unique games. Seattle slammed the Yankees 9-2 last night. Hot young rookie Kyle Seager, double, 2 triples, home run in the Mariners' victory. Mets did it to the Phillies again, beat them for the 4th time in 5 games in Philadelphia over a long extended weekend series, an 11-2 pasting. Kansas City shut out St. Louis. Cardinals have just stopped hitting across the board. St. Louis just has 28 home runs on the season. And the Indians snap Boston's 7-game winning streak, the Tribe getting the victory. Injury front, Red Sox lose first baseman Mike Karp. He goes on the DL with a fractured foot. A big setback for the injury-ravaged Texas Rangers. Derek Holland, starting pitcher. Knee weakness coming off microfracture surgery. They've shut him down in a rehab workout. Big trade rumor involving the Chicago Cubs. Cubs are shopping the ace of their pitching staff, Jeff Samardzija. They want, however, not only young players, they want draft picks as part of the deal. Historically, baseball has never dealt compensation draft picks. And the Red Sox, looking for a booming bat, are looking towards Miami and Giancarlo Stanton. He, of course, has just a couple of years to go before he gets big money as a free agent. Boston's got the parts in the farm system to make a deal go. Interesting story out of Arizona. Tony La Russa, the longtime baseball executive, about to be enshrined into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He's now the new CEO of baseball operations for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He finally meets with general manager Kevin Towers, and La Russa says, "I've not defined yet what I think the roles of both of us are going to be." Rumors are everywhere that Towers could be fired this coming weekend after the baseball free agent draft is over. Weird move involving the Houston Astros. They just signed top minor league first baseman John Singleton to a 5-year, $35 million contract extension. He's hardly played in the major leagues. Why is it weird? Singleton has been suspended twice already for involvement with drugs, and yet the Astros just gave him a $35 million deal. Derek Jeter, about to retire with the New York Yankees on his farewell tour, says he'd like to stay in baseball. The superstar shortstop said he'd like to become an assistant to general manager Brian Cashman. One NBA basketball note, Derek Fisher, a couple days after the Oklahoma City Thunder season ended, is now going to meet with Phil Jackson to talk about the vacant New York Knicks job. Both teams practice today at the Staples Center, and then game one tomorrow night in the Stanley Cup Finals. It will be a doozy. LA Kings against the New York Rangers. They begin Wednesday night. And in soccer, just weeks out from the World Cup, an enormous scandal. The London Times reporting that an executive vice president of FIFA, which is the governing body of soccer, spent $5 million in bribes to pay off and buy votes from African countries so that Qatar could get to host the 2022 World Cup. Evidence has now surfaced 24 different payments to 12 different African federations. Those African federations' vote carried the day. They got Qatar the 2022 tournament. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.